Here transcribed is another in NBC's outstanding parade of new shows. Four Star Playhouse, a repertory company of four great Hollywood stars.
This is Fred McMurray.
This is Loretta Young.
This is Robert Cummings.
This is Rosalind Russell.
Yes, these are the stars heard weekly on Four Star Playhouse. Ladies and gentlemen, one of our four-star players and star of tonight's play, Mr. Fred McMurray.
Thank you, and welcome to our playhouse again. Every Sunday evening at this time, Loretta Young, Robert Cummings, Rosalind Russell, and I appear in new dramatizations of stories selected from Cosmopolitan magazine. Stories by the world's leading writers of popular fiction. Tonight, I play a man named Corey. A guy who starts as a dishwasher in a summer resort, but who doesn't remain a dishwasher. Janet Waldo plays Jen. Gene Bates is Abby. Here now is Leo Rostand's dynamic yarn, Corey. Curtain, please. One small compensation for being a dishwasher at Green Pines Lodge. On my afternoons off, I could swim in the lake. That's what I was doing the day that big speedboat and its passengers first came into my life. The motor was missing. It cocked off just offshore.
Hey! Ahoy there! You on the landing! You in the green trunk!
Are you having trouble with your boat?
Our motor's dead. What do we do?
I'll swim out and take a look. Here I come.
She's awfully nice of you.
Hi.
Here, grab my hand.
Okay, thanks.
Okay?
Yeah. That's quite a boat you've got here.
I'm Jennifer Vollard.
Oh, you call me Corey.
Gee, I hope we're not being a big nuisance.
Oh, just a little nuisance, Junior.
Junior, I'm 18.
Who's your playmate?
Oh, that's my sister in the stern, hating the machine age. She's Abby Bollard.
I looked into the back of the expensive boat where Abby Bollard sat, almost hidden by a fur lap robe, and my heart stood still. Her eyes were deep blue against dark hair and pure, pale skin. Not just beautiful, but the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen. She was class. Class. Me, a dishwasher at the Green Pines Lodge. For the first time in my life, I wanted to hide who I was. I hid behind resentment. I resented the first thing she said.
Hello there.
I'm not a there.
Mere manner of speaking. Let's not make a big issue out of it. Are you staying at the lodge?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm at the Green Pines. I'll have a look at the engine.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, the distributor head worked loose. Child's play. There. See if she'll start now, Junior.
Aye, aye, sir. Special. Amazing.
All right, you can ease her up to the landing now.
I suppose I ought to say I don't know how to thank you.
I know how. You could come for a swim with me. Tonight.
Golly, he's fresh.
10 o'clock?
I'm afraid not.
Tomorrow, then. I swim every afternoon over there by that big tree. Expect you at 3.
All ashore that's gone ashore.
Excuse me, Mr. Corey. See you in the Pine Tree Cafe, Jim.
Offer expires at 3 tomorrow.
Coming, Jim.
I'll be right with you, Abby.
Don't be long.
She'll meet me all right, Junior.
You want to bet?
We'll see.
To begin with, she's going into town tomorrow with Alex Wincott.
Who's he?
She's engaged to him. Sort of.
Oh? What does he do?
Stockbroker.
Well, if Abby likes that type, tell her I'm also a gambler. I play poker.
She won't appreciate that, I'm sure.
You can tell her something else for me, Junior. Tell her I'm betting she won't marry Alex. Tell her I'm betting she'll marry me.
For heaven's sake.
Tell her. Gabby Ballard. That night I didn't know if I was awake and remembering her or asleep and dreaming of her. But I did know one thing. She was for me. And I'd make her know it. Even if I did come from the wrong side of the tracks, even if I did have a two-bit job at the lodge, I'd change that. I wasn't really expecting Abby the next afternoon, so when the speedboat roared through the inlet, I had to peel off my white monkey jacket. I threw it into the bushes and I ran down the path. When Abby came ashore, I was waiting for her under the trees. Looking for me, Miss Vollard?
I certainly am looking for you.
Well, you found me.
I just want to tell you that I think it was cheap and rotten of you to talk to Jen as you did yesterday. She doesn't understand that kind of foolery.
Maybe I wasn't fooling.
You knew Jen would tell me what you said.
Of course.
Well, why did you do it?
I love you.
What did you say?
I said I love you.
Well, charming. I must tell Alex about this.
Yeah, do that.
Good day, Mr. Corey.
Oh, wait a minute.
Please take your hand off me.
I said I love you, and I do. Like this.
You impudent.
Like that.
You kiss beautifully.
You slap impulsively. You're sorry already.
Goodbye, Mr. Corey.
Going someplace?
And the further away, the better.
You'll be back. Jen!
Where have you been keeping yourself, Corey?
Well, where have you?
Around. Just out walking?
Yeah, that's all.
I'm calling for Abby at the station.
Where's she been for the last week?
Chicago. Want to meet her with me?
Sure. Sure, why not?
Hop in.
Thanks.
I don't know why I say this. She's my sister and I love her dearly, but she's not your kind.
I'll take a chance.
I hope she doesn't break your heart, that's all.
I waited in the car while Jen went up on the train platform to meet her sister. They came toward the car laughing and chattering until Abby saw me.
Jen, what do you mean by this?
It's good to have someone along driving at night.
Never mind. It's done now.
Shall I drive, girls?
I'll drive.
But do be careful, Abby.
Move over, please.
Oh, she drives furiously when she's angry.
No, well, then I'd better drive.
I said move over.
I'm driving.
Of all the impudent.
I know. But I've got a lot to live for right now, Abby. I'll drive.
Turn up this driveway, Corey.
The Ballard Summer Stronghold, huh?
Stop here. I'll take your bag upstairs for you, Abby.
Jen.
Don't be too long, Abby.
Jen, wait.
You wait.
Why?
Please.
Well?
I'm going away.
Oh?
Tomorrow morning.
Because of me?
If I say yes, you'll be flattered. If I say no, you'll think it's an act. So let's just call it goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay? Goodbye.
Don't go. Corey, don't go. Wait.
Yeah?
You're running away from me, aren't you?
Why do you say that?
Because I did the same. I ran away. I went to Chicago to get you out of my mind. I hated you for breaking my pride and making me want you. Oh, I'm a fool and I ought to hate you.
But you don't.
No. And you love me. You said it once, say it again. You love me. Say you love me.
You love me.
I hate you.
Hate me some more like that.
Don't go away tomorrow.
I've got to, Abby.
Well, then drive somewhere tonight.
Where?
I don't know. I don't care. I'll think of something. Drive.
It was beautiful and unbelievable that it was happening to me. It was the greatest happiness of my life. The next day was the greatest bitterness.
Abby had come to look for me to say goodbye again. No one at the Pines knew of a guest named Corey. They just knew a Corey in the kitchen. I'll never forget the look on Abby Vollard's face as she came through the swinging doors. I was elbow deep in greasy suds as I turned to look into those beautiful, shocked eyes.
Corey!
Abby. Abby, listen.
A dishwasher.
Well, it's a job.
Bus boy, a scullery boy made love to Abby Vollard.
Abby.
I don't know you. Get back to your greasy pots and pans and your pails of refuse. I don't know you.
Abby, wait.
I despise you.
Abby.
You are listening to the four-star Playhouse dramatization of Leo Rostand's Cosmopolitan magazine novel, Corey, starring Fred MacMurray, with Jean Bates as Abby and Janet Waldo as Jen.
I kept on the move, trying to forget. Iowa, Nebraska, Colorado, Utah, the West Coast. When money ran out, I'd drive a truck, I'd play some pickup poker, and keep on going. But I couldn't forget Abby. Whenever the memory of her became too sharp, I'd send her a telegram to Chicago.
What did you say this time, Abby? Someday I'll be back. And I'll break your heart. I wonder.
I hit Las Vegas. I wanted roulette. I wanted blackjack. At poker, I won a lot. A man tapped me on the shoulder.
You're mighty good, son.
Yeah, not too bad.
Ever think of making a career of poker?
Yeah, often.
Good boy. Biloxi's my name.
Biloxi, huh? I've heard of you. I'm Corey. I had the luck, the front, and the brass. Biloxi had the experience, the cash, and the contacts. Well, we pooled our resources. We made money. We began moving east, city by city. Salt Lake, Denver, Kansas City, Des Moines, Chicago. Chicago. And some unfinished business.
You want me to step outside while you phone, Corey?
No, Biloxi.
I want to talk to you when you're through.
Okay.
Hello?
Jen?
Who is it? Corey!
Hiya, Junior.
Corey, how wonderful. Where have you been? When did you get in? Oh, golly, it's been 3 years. How are you?
Oh, it couldn't be better.
I suppose you're dying to hear about Abby.
I think you're just dying to tell me, huh?
She hasn't changed. She's out now making the final arrangements for the annual Belvedere Ball Saturday night. It's by invitation. Oh, if I'd only known you were coming in, I could have arranged something.
What would Shantytown Corey be doing at the Belvedere Club?
Oh, stop that. I'm not asking.
No.
Shall I tell her you called?
Sure.
Oh, suppose she wants to call you back.
Well, let me get in touch with her. Now, Jen?
All right, Corey.
See you, Junior. Goodbye.
I always wondered, Corey.
Wondered what?
Why you never bothered much with girls.
What did you want to talk to me about?
Man you ought to see while you're here. Big shot, named Matrobe. Corey, this is Ruby Matrobe I told you about.
How are you, Mr. Matrobe?
Biloxi tells me you're pretty good. At cards, that is.
No, I'm more than just good. I'm untied and undefeated.
Yeah, fresh, isn't he?
It's what gives him his charm, Ruby.
How much did Biloxi tell you about me?
You're the biggest gambling house operator in Chicago.
Yeah. My boys give the customers a good, clean game and a run for their money. Never had a complaint.
Not even from people who lose their shirts?
My clients have more than one shirt.
What's the deal?
I stake you, you play cards. You get a fifth of the take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll think about it.
You know, why think about it?
I'd like to check up on your contacts.
Yeah, try me on something.
There's a big dance at the Belvedere Club Saturday night. Invitation only. Get me invited.
Why should I do that for you?
Oh, just to impress me. Goodwill. How about it, Matrobe? The Belvedere Club.
Hi, Junior.
Well, how on earth did...
How on earth did I crash the Belvedere Club? We'll go into that later. Where's Abby, Junior?
Oh, out on the terrace with Ronnie Hudson.
Who's Ronnie Hudson?
Don't scowl so. He's my fiancé.
Yours? You're just Junior.
I'm 21. I vote. Oh, here comes Ronnie now. You'd better get out on the terrace with Abby before these well-bred bucks find out she's alone.
Thanks, Junior. Abby.
Oh, Corey.
I'm back.
How did you get...
I'm a big man now, Abby. I'm in the gravy instead of the grease.
Don't. Don't spoil my... I've been glad you're back.
Thanks, Abby.
Those telegrams. You wouldn't let me forget.
You didn't want to forget.
Every time I got one of those telegrams, I hated you.
Did you, Abby?
No. Oh, darling, don't. Don't drive me crazy. Say you love me.
You love me.
Oh, you fool. Kiss me. Oh, darling, it's so wonderful having you back.
What about Alex Wincott now?
He loves me. I don't love him. Does that satisfy you?
Is he still in the brokerage business?
Why?
Because I, too, madam, am a gambler.
Really?
Really. Shocked?
You're most amazing.
I get more amazing all the time. I'm going into business with a man named Ruby Matrobe.
And
he doesn't know it yet, but he's going to back me in a gambling house that'll be an American Monte Carlo.
Here in Chicago?
Yeah. How does it sound to you?
Oh, it's exciting. You'll be the talk of the town.
Finest club in America. And no ringers, no crooked games. An honest place.
Oh, darling, you're the most fascinating man I ever met.
I get more fascinating all the time. Come here.
Take me somewhere.
Like that last night?
3 years ago, yes. We'll take my car.
Our new club opened up on Lakeshore Drive. The best people, the best food, the best wine, and the straightest gambling tables in the world. It had class. Not bad for a guy from the wrong side of the tracks. Only one thing was missing on opening night. Abby Vollard. By midnight, I knew she wasn't coming. By 4 a.m., the club was almost empty. I went to my office. And there behind my desk in evening dress was Abby Vollard, waiting for me. Well, hello.
Hello, Corey.
I missed you tonight.
I'm sorry. I had a date with Alex.
Well, why didn't you bring him here? We could have all had a jolly time together.
Oh, stop that. He did want to come here tonight. He was just spoiling for trouble. It took me almost until now to get him sober and to stop acting like a fool. Oh, what's the difference? I'm going home.
Abby.
Well?
How about dinner tomorrow?
Here? Unescorted with you? What would people say?
Have Alex drop you off.
You're so sure, aren't you?
Dinner at 8, darling?
Sweetheart, will it go to your head if I come here 7 nights a week?
What'll you do with all your other evenings? Abby came to the club almost every night. Alex was obliging about bringing her. But no one thought he was liking her, and he wasn't. I felt the tension growing. Something had to happen because of Abby and because Alex had been drinking too much and losing heavily at roulette. Something had to blow off. It did. Okay, come in.
Well, Your Imperial Highness.
Oh, come in, Alex.
I've never seen Your Imperial Mahogany office.
Rosewood, Alex. What's on your mind?
Seen the papers today?
No.
Jen Vollard's getting married.
Married? I knew she was engaged, but...
But she loves you.
Loves me? What are you talking about?
Jen loves you, but she's marrying Ronnie Hudson. You know why? Because it's been understood for some time that she'd marry him.
What's your point, if any?
My point is that Abby loves you, too, but she's going to marry me. Anyhow, you couldn't marry Abby.
No? Why not?
Because you're not her kind, that's why not.
No, I hadn't given it too much thought before. Now I will. Thanks.
That's all the good it'll do you. You'll see.
Alex, take my advice and stay away from the tables until you sober up.
Oh, drunk or sober, class will tell. We're the class. You know what you are. So long, big shot.
Well, I was burning. But Alex had given me an idea. I called Abby and told her we'd have dinner at my office that evening. Then I went out and bought a diamond ring. I never saw Abby as radiant as she was that evening. The firelight on her skin, dancing in her eyes. She was enchanting all through dinner. After the waiter wheeled out the table, Abby sank on the couch before the fire, easy and contented. I sat down next to her and kissed her cheek.
You call that a kiss? Oh, darling, you can do better than that.
I will in a minute.
You got a promise?
Yeah. And here's another. I'm quitting gambling.
Corey.
I'm leaving Chicago.
Oh, no. No, don't go away.
Why not?
Don't you know?
I'd like to hear you tell me.
We can have so much fun here.
You and I can have fun anywhere.
You mean you want to take me with you?
That's the idea.
Oh, but, Corey...
Close your eyes.
Why?
Close them.
All right.
Now, open them.
Oh.
The idea of the diamond ring isn't original. I'm asking you to marry me.
I don't know what to say.
All you have to say is yes.
Well, I'd like to think it over.
What's there to think over?
Heavens, Corey, one doesn't get married just like that.
Don't you want to marry me?
I didn't say that.
Are you afraid to say it?
Why did you have to complicate things? Why couldn't you just take things as they were?
Because that wasn't enough, that's why.
Oh, darling, I'm here. We're together. We can always have each other. I love you, darling.
But you won't marry me.
I'm promised to Alex.
Alex?
He's my kind. But that doesn't mean we couldn't see each other.
You marry Alex and be in love with me?
Can't you understand, darling?
No, I can't understand. I'm stupid. You're telling me you'd marry another man but be in love with me, and I'm telling you it stinks.
Corey, don't be crude.
You're beautiful. You've got money and position and family. But there's something inside of you that's sick.
Shut up.
I never cheated any man. But you, I don't know.
Swine. Contemptible swine.
Abby.
Alex, what are you doing here?
I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to Rover Boy here.
Well, make it fast, keep it civil, and then get out.
The wheels in this dirty club are crooked.
Crooked? Are you crazy?
Crooked wheels. How about that, pure in heart?
No, the man's raving. He's drunk.
Alex.
Jen, get out of here.
No, Corey. Alex, you'd better get out of here.
He's a crook. This whole joint's crooked.
Get him out of here, Abby.
I dropped $14,000 on
him. I tell you, get him out.
I'll show you. I'll
throw you. Hey.
Oh.
All right. Pick him up and get him out.
You cheap street brawler. Come on, Alex. Let me help you.
You crook. You dirty crook.
Take him away, Abby, please.
The police will hear about this.
So this is what it comes to. The dream.
But don't, Corey, please.
I've lost her, Jen.
Cigarette?
Thanks.
Here. My solid gold lighter. Symbol of my class.
Thanks, Junior.
Now, may I say something?
Sure. Sure, sure.
I'm the one you should have fallen in love with.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you've got something there, Junior. Grand Central Station. Yes?
Corey?
Oh, hello, Matrobe.
What do you know? That crybaby gambler, Alex Wincott, just blew his full top downstairs, saying the roulette wheels are crooked.
Yeah, I know. Better go downstairs and lock the doors. Don't let anyone out of here until we've shown them those wheels are on the level.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Why can't you?
Well, it's our lousy luck that tonight we didn't use the good wheel.
What are you saying, Matrobe?
Our lousy luck.
Have you got crooked wheels spinning in this place?
Yeah, wise up, Corey. High ideals don't yield a profit in this racket.
We've been using crooked wheels right along.
We've been showing a profit right along.
That's why you wanted me. You wanted a front man who was honest and dumb.
You're not dumb if you act smart.
Go down and give Alex his money back.
That's not smart.
Then I'll go down and do it.
Stay where you are, Corey.
Corey.
Guns get you felony raps, Matrobe.
Guns get you dead, stupid.
Get out of my way.
Might have to shoot you and call it self-defense.
Look, Matrobe. Let the girl out of here and we'll talk this over.
Oh, I might have to shoot both of you to get rid of a witness. Love pact. Murder and suicide. You know.
You. My fist caught Matrobe on the chin and he went down. But his gun came up at me off the floor.
Corey, look out!
A sledgehammer hit me in the chest and I fell on Matrobe, grabbing the gun in his hand. Clawing and fighting. His free hand gouging at my eyes. I was turning the gun in his hand, but my grip was slipping. Slipping. I had to turn it. Kill or be killed. I had to turn it. I...
Corey!
Goodbye, Junior.
You know something? Doctor allows us how you have a lot of life left in you.
I've got a lot to live for, Junior. How's Matrobe?
The police are afraid he'll live, too.
Junior, I've been thinking. You're right. You are the one I should have fallen in love with.
Well...
will I be okay to come to your wedding?
I'm not marrying Ronnie. It just wouldn't work.
I asked you if I'll be okay to come to your wedding, Jim.
Corey, it's no use. I don't love Ronnie.
I know. I thought maybe I'd come to your wedding as the groom.
Corey.
Okay, Junior.
Okay. Oh, darling.
Junior. What do I mean, Junior?
Playhouse, tonight starring Fred McMurray in Leo Rostand's unusual story, Corey, adapted for radio by Milton Geiger. Janet Waldo was featured as Jen and Jean Bates as Abby Vollard. Others in the cast were Joe Duvall, Willard Waterman, and Jack Edwards. Four Star Playhouse is directed by Warren Lewis. Music composed and conducted by Albert Harris. Portions were transcribed. Fred McMurray will soon be seen starring in Borderline with Claire Trevor. Each week at this time, one of our four-star players, Loretta Young, Robert Cummings, Rosalind Russell, and Fred McMurray, will be heard in special adaptations of popular fiction stories selected from Cosmopolitan magazine, written by the world's foremost fiction authors. On future programs, you will hear Loretta Young in Once Upon a Horse. Next week on Four Star Playhouse, Robert Cummings will be starred in Richard Stern's comedy, Surprise for the Professor. Don't forget, next Sunday, a delightful comedy starring Robert Cummings. Hey there, don't throw that cigarette out of that car window. You'll land among the guilty nine. Who are the guilty nine? They're the people who are responsible for the 9 out of 10 forest fires that are caused by carelessness. Last year, forest fires blackened 30 million acres of rich American forest land, an area the size of New York State. The lumber that was destroyed would have built 86,000 five-room houses. Help conserve our forests. Crush out all cigarette, cigar, and pipe ashes. Break that match in two before you throw it away. Drench campfires twice before leaving them. It's your country. Save it from fire. In just a few moments, you are going to hear another of the NBC Symphony Summer Concerts. And 1 hour from now, Ethel Merman is sure to delight you in her own new show. For the best in entertainment all evening long, keep your dial tuned to your favorite NBC station. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.